pollsters and analysts are in high demand right now, offering their forecasts on the 2020 election to anybody who will listen. But as was made clear in 2016, pundits don't always get things right. And so we sent NHPR's Todd Bookman to check and see if there are other ways to predict the winners of elections. He filed this report from the Exeter Psychic Fair.
Hotel conference rooms can be suffocating, the type of place where energy and creativity get ground down, leaving permanent stains in the beige carpet. But the mood is very different, very alive inside this conference room. If anybody can predict who is going to win the primary and the election, it must be these people.
My name's Linda McCracken, and I do tarot reading and spirit art.
Spread in front of McCracken are brightly colored tarot cards and a can of lemon seltzer. She tells me next year is going to be seismic.
For 2020, a lot of people are going to be going through a lot of major changes.
Tell me about that.
Well, there's nothing really to tell. Most people are going to go through good changes next year, but a few are going to go through some really hard times.
Is that a clue about who's going to win the election, control the Senate? Not sure. Let's try another booth.
Jess King.
Where are you from,
Jess? Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Jess King is here selling bells and handmade jewelry. She tells me that she also has some psychic powers, which I'm hoping she can use for my question.
I have been told that, holy cow, did you know that was going to happen? I don't know, maybe.
Among the many likable and interesting things about King is that these psychic abilities only emerged about 5 months ago.
So what changed within you 5 months ago?
I split this geode open. It was sitting in my front yard when I moved in. Okay.
So you split a rock open and that changed you?
So, yes, it changed my perspective that things are right under your nose and you don't even see it.
So is the winner of the Democratic primary right under our noses? Are we all missing something obvious? For her part, King says she doesn't follow politics, and she doesn't know what may happen. The organizer of the psychic fair is a spiritual consultant named Angie Danjou. $30 gets you a 15-minute reading from her. But answers to the questions I have cannot be purchased.
I don't look at the crystal ball to look at politics. I have better things to concern myself with.
Despite the kindness of everyone here, it looks like this psychic fair may be a bust. Nobody, not even those with a sixth sense, seem able or interested in predicting the election. But then I spot big energy in the form of Darlene Dowdy. She's selling jewelry and very intricate dragon heads.
And it's made of resin, crystals, metals, and I use myrrh, dragon's blood, frankincense, and copalamine mine.
Where do you get your hands on dragon's blood?
Whatever supplier I find it at.
Dowdy tells me that to ask about politics is to ask the wrong question, that our elected leaders, whoever they may be, can't save us.
I mean, I think everybody lives in fear, and we need to stop being afraid of what everybody else is going to do to us, or we have to get past that fear stage and step into our power and be the humans we were sent to this planet to be.
Dowdy believes that all of us, no matter who we vote for, would benefit by taking a collective deep breath. You can't control the future anyways, so why worry about it? For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.